May what I speak, may what you hear, be in the name of the God of love, who creates, redeems, sustains every single one of us. Amen. Please be seated. A verse from that gospel, Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Jesus said, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." We live, I'm sure you'll agree, in anxious times. Anxious times. Maybe it was ever thus. Whether it's the coronavirus or climate change, or whether it's terrorism or trade wars, there is a lot, it would seem, to be anxious about, to be worried about in our world. And of course, that's just the big stuff. That's kind of the global worries, the global stuff. There's also the more everyday worries and anxieties, which many of us know all too well. Anxiety about our health, for example, or anxiety about the health of our loved ones, anxiety about money problems, anxiety about work stress, anxiety about relationship troubles, anxiety about, well, you name it. Many of us, I know, have much to worry about. And so when we hear gospel readings like this morning's, when Jesus tells us not to worry, do not worry about tomorrow, he says. When we hear such passages, some of us could be forgiven for thinking, don't worry, you say, Jesus? Well, how I wish it was that simple. How I wish I could just snap my fingers and decide, by sheer force of will, not to worry. But life, my life at least, doesn't work like that. In fact, let me go even further and say this to you also. I know that for those who are going through especially difficult times, for them to be told, don't worry, think positive, worst things happen at sea. I know that such sentiments, while well-meaning, can actually be deeply hurtful and actually counterproductive. They can make the people who are already feeling bad feel even worse. Yeah. And I also know that for Christian folks, they sometimes feel an added guilt that their worrying is perhaps a sign of lack of faith. Yeah. I've seen that, and I've seen the damage it can do. So this is deep water we're in here. Yeah. And what I say to you this morning, I say, I hope, with as much care and sensitivity as I can muster. So, with those preliminaries in place, what are we to make of this gospel from Matthew? Is it just more self-help advice? Is it 10 steps to a stress-free life? Or is there something else? Is there something else going on here? Well, here's my take on it. Here's my take on it. For me, the key to interpreting, to understanding this passage from Matthew chapter 6, part of the Sermon on the Mount, is to read it alongside a passage from Matthew chapter 26, part of the agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. You see, here's the shocking, surprising thing I noticed for the first time as I studied and prayed about this passage during the week. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us, do not worry about tomorrow. And yet in Matthew chapter 26, we see Jesus doing just that. Worrying about tomorrow. Yeah, it's true. Just read it and you'll see. You remember how 26 Matthew goes, on the night before he died, after the Last Supper, Jesus brought his disciples to the garden to pray, and knowing what was to happen the next day, Jesus was understandably, so the text tells us, quote, deeply grieved, deeply worried. Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering pass by. In fact, Luke's version of the same evening, Luke's version pushes it even further, you may remember. Luke tells us that Jesus was in such anguish and emotional pain and distress that that night his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. Remember that? Jesus sweated blood. Wow. Talk about anguish and worry. So, my friends, the truth, I think, is this. Let us, by the grace of God, not be consumed by our worries and cares, but let us also remember that faced with his own imminent suffering and death, even the Son of God worried. Jesus worried. It's okay not to feel okay. Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I find that deeply comforting and helpful. It's deeply comforting because it tells me that Jesus knows. Jesus knows. Jesus knows what it's like to be so overwhelmed by the thoughts of what is to come that in the wee small hours of the morning, he is brought to his knees in anguish. Jesus knows what it's like to be steadfast in his trust in God the Father, absolutely steadfast, but nevertheless, still to be worried and anxious about all he has to go through. Jesus knows, in essence, that faith is not believing that nothing bad will ever happen to us. That's superstition at best. Faith is the trust that no matter what happens, God will be with us. Jesus knows. A few years ago, before I moved to Denmark, I was asked to speak at an interreligious conference, I suppose, or an event at a high school, a secondary school in Dublin. The idea was that there would be three representatives of what are called the Abrahamic faiths, or the faiths of the book. There would be three speakers, one Christian, me, one Jewish leader, and one Muslim imam, cleric. And the idea was we would talk to the teenagers in the school, and we would have 5 minutes to explain the essentials of our faith. Crazy idea. But there you are. So in the days coming up to the event, I was racking my brain thinking, what am I going to do? What will I say? How do you sum up Christianity in 5 minutes? What is Christianity's essence? What makes it unique, indeed, alongside those other faiths? And how do I get that uniqueness across to a bunch of teenagers in just 5 minutes? Tall order. Well, after much thought, I decided I'd tell them a story. It's a story which I've told from this pulpit before, so forgive me if you remember it and if you've heard it before, but I reckon with less than a month left, I can start to repeat myself. And there's not much you can do. Anyway, here's the story. It's a story I've stolen from a TV program, one of my favorite TV programs called The West Wing. Do you remember The West Wing? It was about the West Wing of the White House in Washington, D.C. Because the West Wing is where all the president's staff work. And in this episode of The West Wing, the president's chief of staff, Leo McGarry, he was giving some advice to Josh, his assistant, because Josh was having a very difficult time in life. And Leo was saying, I'll be there for you, Josh, because I've been through hard times too. And he told him this story. One day, a guy was walking down the street when he fell into a big hole in the ground. And the hole was so deep and the sides of the hole were so steep that he couldn't climb out. And he didn't have his mobile phone with him, by the way. So he's stuck down in the hole. After a while, a doctor walks by. Actually, the man's doctor, his GP, walks by. And so the guy shouts up, "Hey, doc, it's me. I'm stuck down here in this hole. Can you help me out?" Well, the doctor stops, has a look down into the hole, takes out his notebook, writes a prescription for some medicine, and drops the prescription into the hole and keeps going. A while later, a clergyman walks by. In fact, it's our friend in the hole, it's his clergyman. So he shouts up, "Hey, Reverend, it's me, I'm stuck down here in this hole, can you help me out?" So the clergyman, he comes along, he has a look down into the hole, he takes out his notebook, he writes a prayer, a very beautiful prayer. He drops the prayer into the hole and continues on his way. Then a while later, a friend walks by. And our guy down in the hole, he shouts up, "Hey, Joe," that was a friend's name, "Hey, Joe, it's me. I'm stuck down here in the hole. Can you help me out?" So Joe comes over, he looks down, and then he jumps down into the hole. Well, our guy is not impressed. He says, "You're crazy? Now we're both stuck down in the hole." But Joe says, however, "Don't worry. I've been down here before. I know the way out. I know the way out." I think that's the essence of Christianity. God, what do we mean by God? The steady swell of loving presence at the heart of all that is. God, in Jesus, has jumped into the hole of our humanity. H-O-L-E, but also W-H-O-L-E. God in Jesus has jumped into the wholeness of our humanity. And so God in Jesus has experienced with us all that it means to be human. God in Jesus knows that it's okay not to feel okay. God in Jesus knows what it's like to be anxious and worried, what it's like to love and to laugh, what it's like to cry and to die. And God in Jesus will be with us through all of that. And ultimately, God in Jesus will bring us safely home.